escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
As the pitch is popped up, shallow right, the second baseman McNeil makes the catch. And the Mets make their pitch for the last ditch charge in the National League East. Not over by a long shot as they sweep the Phillies in this three-game set. A 6-0 final here tonight as the Mets have trimmed the Phillies' lead in the East to just 4 games.
Oh, boy. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 is how you join us. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. All right, we got a lot to get to today. An Eagles Radiothon will continue. We'll tell you all about the great, great things to bid on. But we start with, and we'll have to talk a lot today, Hugh Douglas, about the Phillies. That was an embarrassment. It was a disaster. I feel ridiculous for what I said 3 days ago, and the Phillies made me feel ridiculous. It was a joke. I am. Good morning, Hugh. How are we doing?
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia.
This is what it sounds like when doves cry. Listen to the Prince.
Yes.
Out there in the break, man. Mm-hmm. Great song. Great song. That's all I got.
That's all you got?
That's it.
Are you trying to make me feel better?
I mean.
Or are you going to be I told you so, Douglas, today? Go ahead.
Well.
Go ahead.
No, because I know mm-hmm. how. Listen. Mm-hmm. I know how people are feeling this morning. But. Sometimes y'all need to listen to the drunk uncle at the barbecue.
You know what? Shut up.
What I'm saying is this. If even though in his infinite wisdom, if your uncle's had one too many, normally they say a drunk person speaks the truth. I tried to tell y'all yesterday.
Well, their truth, yeah.
Yeah, I tried to tell you
yesterday. Yeah, you called Taiwan not pitching great. I hear you.
Because it's one of those things where it's like, you know how – everybody else knows you're afraid of somebody but you.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Mm-hmm. Like, the Mets own you. Let's just say it.
They certainly own them there. They own them there.
They kind of own you here, too.
Well, I wouldn't say as much. I mean, the Phillies.
Okay, what? You, out of 3 times of whooping your ass on your porch, you get 1 win? That's still a win.
No, we beat them here 2 out of 3.
Okay.
But up there, they've kicked their ass. I mean, it is. It is a sobering series. 215-592-9494. How's everyone feeling this morning? I mean, like, I am.
I'm good.
You're good? Well, you're good? No, I'm angry at you.
No, can I just say this, man? Okay, can I give you an analogy that you might understand?
Sure.
Say, for instance, you know, you have a friend, like, you're out one night, and say something happens, and you might get into a little bit of a tete-a-tete with somebody,
okay.
And you with your friend. Mm-hmm. Now, you know the cat that you're with. You know them well enough to know that they ain't about to throw a punch. Say if something about to happen, you just know. If it's three people and it's you and your boy, you're probably going to be the only one fighting.
You that's got kinda, foxhole guys and not foxhole guys.
That's not.
I got you.
They're not. That's not who they are, man. I mean, and that's just the reality of the situation. There was no fight had in those last three games. Like, there was a rally the second game.
Yeah, the second one.
But there's no sustainability in that.
Well, last night was disgusting. I mean, Hewitt's a fair analogy. That's what the Phillies look like right now. 215-592-9494. Last night was disgusting. I'm disappointed. I am angry at the way they played.
I'm not.
I know you're not. I am. I'm annoyed at them as much as I'm annoyed at myself because I keep getting fooled by them. They have these highs where I start to believe again in what they could be. And then they have these lows. I mean, there are sobering realities sometimes with the Phillies where they remind you of what they are. And here's what they are. They're a good baseball team. They're not a great baseball team. They're a team that can get beat by anyone.
At any given time.
And they obviously could play well at any given time. We saw it last week against the Seattle Mariners where they played a great series. But this year, last night, like, I want my 2.5 hours back. That was a joke. They let a pitcher who has pitched three games. I know that kid has some good stuff.
He has some electric stuff.
Yeah, but three games in the major leagues made him look like that. They had zero walks last night. They looked like they wanted to go home. And I wanted to go home, even though I was home anyway. I wanted to just go under the covers and go to sleep after that game. I feel ridiculous. I believed in them again.
Don't feel ridiculous.
No, I do.
Though.
I do, because I sat here on Monday.
You need a hug.
No, I need a drink. An alcoholic one. I need a real drink. I mean, I'm just so annoyed.
I mean, I'm not laughing. It's you know what it is, Joe? It's almost like we all have children. Well, Kyle doesn't have any children, but
he has to deal with us every day, which is
sometimes I feel like
we're childlike. But you know, when you have kids, you know your kids well enough to expect what to expect from them.
But you also have hope that they're going to grow out of things.
Like, this is what I like to say. You're hoping for the win, but you're prepared for the loss.
Yeah.
I was hoping for the win last night.
You were very prepared for the loss.
But I was prepared for it, and that's the way that you have to be. Because there's been too many times that this team has shown me exactly who they are. Like, you want to think that your kid's a straight-A student. But they might be a B plus C student. Now, you're always striving for that A student. And if they give you A's, you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
But when they get the report cards, you kind of know what it's going to be.
It's another good analogy, but unlike my kids, I'm not proud of the Phillies right now, and I don't love them. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. All right, can we hear from Topper? Because you know what I wanted to hear last night after the game, and I knew I wasn't going to get it from this group. I wanted to hear the Phillies as upset as I am. I wanted to hear the Phillies disappointed in themselves, and instead I get a lot of shrugging in the shoulders. We'll get him tomorrow. Here's Topper after the game on what we just watched.
Times like this, when coming off this, is it helpful sometimes to look at it from 30,000 feet? I mean, you're still four games up. You have a four-game division lead. You know, you're in pretty good shape as far as that goes. Is it sometimes helpful to take a view of the whole big picture?
Absolutely. It's one series. And I know it's against the Mets, but, you know, and admittedly so, we need to play better. But, you know, we will. We got a good club, and that's not going to change.
Look, I didn't expect anything different. I knew he was going to say that. Same thing with Schwarber. We'll hear from him coming up. I wanted to hear someone in that clubhouse last night have a little sense of urgency, say, this is unacceptable. We didn't play even close to our best baseball. We're better than this. I'm disappointed. Why do the Phillies always act like there's just a runway of years and years to figure this out? Like, time is running out on this group, and I don't know if they get it. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? Ultimately, Hugh Douglas, are the Phillies going to be okay? Because that really is what we're wondering today. As Scott, we played it coming in. He said it. It's a four-game lead now. That is not seven. It's not close to seven. We have a race in the NL East. I still think they're going to be okay and not completely collapse and fall on their face. But it's certainly more up in the air than it was 3 days ago. Hugh Douglas, are the Phillies going to be okay?
Are the Phillies going to be okay? Yes, I think they are, but.
No, you threw the button there. You threw the button.
I am hoping. And I know hope is not a strategy, but I'm hoping they don't see the Mets in the playoffs.
Well, they got to see him for four in 2 weeks here in Philadelphia.
Yeah, and if we see him for four, they're probably going to take two. And I hope we don't see him in the playoffs.
All right, well, that last thing you said, I agree with that.
If we see him in the playoffs, I don't have confidence that they're going to get past them.
How could you right now? 215-592-9494. Where are you at in the Phillies? Are they going to be okay? And the emotion you have this morning is the Phillies go up to New York and they get their butts kicked for three nights. Kyle, where are you at with the Phillies this morning?
I don't know, dude. I honestly wish you guys would just leave me the hell alone today.
Why?
I'm already tired of you, Douglas,
and
your
act.
You're way too cheery.
What
acting
you mean?
Like
Why
everything's
I?
Okay.
Well, first of all,
I knew it. I knew I told you so. Douglas would roll
this
in here tonight.
Very annoyed with you
we
today.
First feel of all, it.
This is not I told you so, Douglas.
No, that's exactly what it was.
No, it's not.
And you're all laughing and giggling. This is a very serious matter.
Listen,
I don't know if I'm going to be okay, let alone the Phillies.
And I know how you feel. But
no, you don't.
I do.
I don't think anybody does.
I tried to protect you from this.
No,
as
I know.
As the drunk uncle at the barbecue.
Don't care.
As your friend.
Don't care.
As your compadre.
No.
I tried to protect both of y'all.
Don't care.
This is the same thing as the flood, the 94 WIP flood.
The great midday flood of 2025.
Yeah, I couldn't think of the name.
Same thing, yeah. Mm.
This is the same thing.
No.
I tried to warn y'all.
Stop it. Wait a second. Stop. You ran away during the flood.
But I gave you fair warning.
Well, you know what? Maybe it's the best analogy to make. Because you know what? Just like that flood, I'm going down with the ship. It's going to be okay, even though I can't stand this baseball team right now. Tried to tell y'all yesterday.
Stop.
And y'all didn't want to listen.
I'm tired of
That's
it
why
already.
I got in the truck and left.
No.
And y'all had to ride the table to the station on the canoe or whatever you call it. That's why I left. Because y'all don't want to listen.
Ridiculous.
Y'all do not want to listen.
You are insulting me right now.
I'm sorry, but
the Phillies insulted me with how they played yesterday. I'm just embarrassed. If I'm a fan at that game tonight, as they're running out on the field, I would make it a filthy atmosphere in there.
You're gonna boo the hell
out
of them?
Why you gonna do that, man? Well, support your team.
No, because they
deserve a good boo.
Because this series was
No, they do. Do not stop that.
No.
That's
this series
childish.
Was a. I don't care. I call it whatever you want. This was a slap in the face to me.
Yeah, it was.
It was like I feel like disrespected
slapped
right now.
Both of them. They slapped both of them.
They sure did. They sure did.
They just didn't show up with any urgency to win a baseball
game.
That was a joke.
And if they went out there basically yesterday and looked like they just wanted to go home. So if they're not going to show me that kind of respect, I'm not going to show them any kind of respect.
215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. We got a lot to do today. Eagles Radiothon rolls
Double
on.
Double cheek slap.
I feel like I was slapped across the face last night watching that. That pitcher's been in the big leagues for 3 weeks.
Oh, he was throwing gas,
and
though,
he mowed them down.
He was throwing gas.
I can't believe you guys wanted an apology to Trey Turner. He swung at a pitch 3 feet outside in the first inning. I'm just so... All right, 215-592-9494. I gotta calm down before I say something I shouldn't say, all right?
I'm trying to tell you one more time, dude. I'm gonna lose it.
Saying.
I care about you, Kyle. No, dude. If you care about me, you will stop.
Okay, I told you so, Douglas stuff is just not gonna fly today.
I care about you guys.
Where do you come down on the Phillies? Is it gonna be okay? I don't know if Kyle's going to be okay. I don't know if I'm going to get through this show okay. I know Hugh's going to be giggling it up. Or where do you come from? We got a lot to discuss. We got prize to give away today. Eagles Radiothon. Saquon was on the air yesterday. Ton to discuss. It is the midday show. We start here with the Phillies. Your reaction, your mood this morning. Are they going to be okay? We'll hear from Tapa. We'll hear from Schwarber coming up next. Did not love what I heard from that clubhouse last night. How about some urgency? It is the Midday Show. Sports Radio.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You have 94 WIP. What music would you play right now?
Oh, everything's great. Cheery, you know, he was all upbeat today.
I told you I was listening to When Doves Cry by Prince.
Yep, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. This one fits too. And we're hurting right now. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. EaglesRadioThon.com. A ton of great things for bidding still up there, including our event. How about this? You were in a little bit of a bidding race against the morning show and the afternoon show.
What we got?
Well, for the highest bid on the remote broadcast, we'll come to your business or your home. He was already said he'll go into your fridge if we.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm going to take it to the next level. Mm-hmm. I'm going to cook bacon at your house.
Oh, well, guess what?
And you know what? I might. Hey. Might cook it on the air.
Well, you've done that before.
Nostalgia.
Yeah, we know that. We've actually now tied the afternoon show for the highest bid for the remote broadcast. I think it's because you're going to cook at their house. All right. Hop on EaglesRadioThon.com. We'll tell you about some of the bigger ones that are still out there, including the Super Bowl experience, the championship moment experience with Jeffrey Lurie, the Jalen Hurts VIP experience, a private children's book reading. So many great ones we'll talk about over the course of the show. Before we get to the phone lines, and I want to get today's the day for everyone to vent. Like, we vented. I'm going to keep venting. I am frustrated. I'm embarrassed for the team. I'm embarrassed personally because I called this thing over, and the Phillies make me feel like a moron right now. Like, I feel like a moron because of the way they're playing. And I just see no sense of urgency. Just shrug of the shoulders. Every time things go bad for the Phillies, shrug of the shoulders. How about, and I know it's not Dallas Green, it's not Larry Bowe anymore, but how about someone in that clubhouse shows a pulse and flips a damn table? Like, get upset. Get upset that you went up there and got killed again. Let's hear from them after the game. What's that mood in the clubhouse? Rob Thompson relaying it.
What do you sense is the mood of at least maybe some of the leaders on your team? Like, what have you sort of seen or heard maybe from these guys over the last 3 days?
I think disappointment, you know, but again, they're experienced players. I don't think they get too high or get too low. They just keep moving on. And that's what you got to do in this situation.
You know, he says that, but they do play like they get high and low. Maybe they don't express it. Maybe they don't feel it. When the Phillies are hot, they're red hot. We saw the Mariners series last week. Ben Davis called it the best series in 5 years. They basically just got hits the whole series, shut everyone down, didn't walk anyone. And then a week later, they get swept in an embarrassing fashion. So maybe they don't act up and down, but they certainly play up and down. So maybe their strategy isn't working. Let's hear from Schwarber after the game as the spokesperson speaks after the sweep.
I know you got to tip your hat. They played well in this series, but do you almost feel like maybe you guys let them back in this race here?
I don't think that we're focused on that. I think we're focused on ourselves.
You know, it's this is about us, us in the clubhouse, us as a team. We got to get back. We got another important series ahead of us. So, you know, if we go, we got to go out and take care of business. And moving forward, you know, we still have another series against these guys. But, you know, we're not looking to that. We're looking to the series ahead.
Well, they better, and they better play well in these series when they're not playing the Mets. Because, Hugh, now the margin for error is gone, right? Like, they have to play good when in the – they have 29 games left, four of them against the Mets, right? So 25 non-Mets games.
Mm-hmm.
They better go 10 and 5 and 15 and 10, somewhere in that range, when they don't play the Mets. That way, that series doesn't have to decide the division. Like, they could keep a little cushion aside from those four games. They better play well tonight against the Braves.
Yeah, it starts tonight. But if you're the Braves, you're looking at it, even though you don't have a whole lot to play for, you could take great joy in putting them in a spot where it makes it even worse for them, you know, as far as the standings are concerned and everything like that. That's what you're looking at. You're not the master of your own destiny now. You kind of left it up to the Mets. If I'm being frank about it, because they have four games left against you, and if they get into the playoffs, it's a good chance that with the seeding and everything, that they're going to see you.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine not seeing the Mets now. I mean, let's call it this way. There's three ways it could play out. Phillies get the 2 seed, win the division. Mets are probably the 6. So the Phillies would play the winner of the 3-6 series. Boom, there's their first matchup, maybe the Mets. The Phillies fall to the 3 seed, Mets get the 6, Phillies still win the division. Well, that's the first round matchup against the Mets. Phillies blow the division, they're probably the 6 seed, Mets are probably the 3 or the 2, and we see them first or second. Like, we're probably on a collision course with the Mets now, unfortunately.
Yeah, and I get it. I get the fact that it's one series and you have to stay locked in. But it's still tough knowing that the Mets are looking at you like if they get, like, to me, the Mets looking like this. We got you 4 more games.
Yep.
We get 2 of those, we're in a great spot. We get in the playoffs, it's a good chance we're going to see you. We own you. Like, that's kind of.
I'm sure they feel that way.
They're feeling that way. Yeah. It's a different energy. And I know we talked about it the other day, but the way that they played and the way that they were acting, they knew that they had your number. Like, the whole series.
Yep.
It just felt like they knew they had your number. And you didn't match the energy. It was annoying energy
from
the Mets fans. It was super annoying.
They're the worst. And they're happy.
You have to figure out a way to match that.
Mm.
Is that it? Nobody?
Well, no, I mean.
Nobody chiming in?
Whatever. Leave me alone. I feel like we just lost the playoff series last night. Like, I feel like the Phillies just got sent home. Like, that's the sick to my stomach feeling that I have. And I don't disagree with anything that Kyle Schwarber just said, but I'm going to do this for the first time all season. Where the hell were you, dude? Kyle?
He was invisible. And he's been invisible at Citi Field a lot during these. If you go look at the 10 losses they've had at Citi Field in a row, go look at Kyle Schwarber's games at Citi Field. They have been very, very invisible.
Him and Trey Turner played like bums.
Yeah. I know.
In the series.
Well, it's so funny. We do the thing every few weeks where we talk about how the supporting cast has to help the stars, but the stars have to carry it, and we go back and forth. It is very hard to win when Turner and Schwarber are invisible for 3 games. I mean, they bat 1 and 2. I mean, it's just the order starts that way. And if they don't do anything, it's just very hard to sustain offense. It just is, especially in a year where Bryce Harper's power is not where it typically is. There's just no offense without the top two guys. Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Lousy morning, man.
That's exactly what it is. Lousy series, lousy, lousy week for the Phillies. What are you thinking this morning?
All right. Guys, this better not have the same effect that the London series did, because that launched the Mets last year, and it torpedoed the Phillies. And history better not repeat itself, but I have a bad feeling in my stomach that this is where this thing may go. This team has me so furious and miserable. And what do I get? Yesterday I got Giggle Me Douglas, and then today I get Peacocking Douglas. Not
what are you talking about? What I'm not peacocking.
Oh, stop. We all saw you walk in here.
You're very annoying.
No, I try to protect all of you from this.
I'm already tired of you.
I try to protect y'all. Y'all didn't want to listen to me.
No. I didn't. I don't today either, but I'm going to.
Okay.
And in one ear, out the other.
Yeah. Did you say something? Was somebody talking?
I'd like what they call it, protect your peace. I like to protect my peace.
You know what, Hugh?
Yes.
You know what?
Yes.
I'm not even mad at you, though. Here's who I blame. Rob Zombie. Hearing him talk, and those clips of when you play that, guys, the only thing that runs through my head is the meme with the house burning down and flames everywhere and the dog sitting there saying, it's okay.
Yeah, this is fine. This is fine, meme.
That's
yep.
it. This is fine. That's it. That's all that I see. And then to the players, I have a message for you guys, especially the ones that cash the big checks, and you know who you are. When they take the field tonight, here's what should happen. The entire stadium should stand up and boo them. We're done with this nonsense. We're not taking this anymore. Send a message. Enough's enough. Grow up. And you know what? While people are catching strays, I do have another stray, one last stray to throw on my way out. With all due respect, you people, you're a joke. You're a bunch of sausage-fingered warriors sitting behind your mom's in your mom's basement
Uh-oh.
Behind your
Somebody
computers.
Read the chat.
Yep, someone was in that chat room.
What happened?
A lot of tough people hiding behind keyboards. But the second someone claps back at you, y'all cry like a bunch of newborn babies. How about this?
This is good.
Grow up and call the show. 215-592-9494. And participate in the program. Have a take. Put your voice out there. Don't sit there and snip, 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 snip at Joe and Hugh and Kyle and TK like a bunch of tough guys. That's easy to do. Rather than hiding like cowards and criticizing everybody, stand up. Be a man. And you know what? This chance for you, D-O-P-E-S. You people should be renamed as dopey people.
Chris, appreciate the phone call. All right, so a couple things. I was waiting for this day where the caller and the you person people.
The you person.
You know, like we do caller on caller crime. Now it's become caller on you people crime.
Yeah.
So they're now we're fighting in that range.
Well, I encourage everybody to call in. I will also accept your responses to Chris in the you people.
Yeah,
team.
Of course. Well, that's where they're going to be.
So they flamed Chris yesterday or something?
Everybody
gets flamed in the
everybody
you
gets crushed. I mean, yeah. that's why we tell you to stay out of there.
Yeah, just, I do, because I collapse back.
Yeah, I know. It's not the greatest. All right, well, before we go any further, we could just, let's throw it out just because I think we can't avoid it. Do I bear any responsibility for what happened the last 3 days? So is that a yes?
I ain't saying nothing, man.
It's a yes or no question.
I ain't saying nothing.
No, listen. This is a talk show, and we take all everyone's opinions.
Okay. Well,
if you think I bear some responsibility, you are free to. People are sending me messages telling me I bear responsibility.
Can we workshop this a little bit before I reply?
I'm sure they're being very nice.
Very nice.
Can we workshop this?
When the Phillies win the division, we might have to do a little segment reading some of the best ones from this week, because there were many and they were not nice.
As I workshop this.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just pointing out what was said yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about how yesterday that if we got that win last night, that everything would be salvageable and everybody would feel good.
Yeah, it really wouldn't have been that bad of a series if they got one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And before that take,
mm-hmm.
a couple days earlier, we had the take of, you know,
it's over.
This thing is over.
It's over before the series started.
Yeah. And then we went from the series is over to yesterday saying that, you know, we just got to get this one and everything is fine.
Well, Hugh, you're feeling good when you wake up and then you fall down. And he's like, well, at least I didn't break my arm.
I ain't fall down in a while.
A couple months.
We've been.
Come
That's
on.
Good. The next one could be
all,
the last.
All I'm saying is, sounds like a lot of copium going on today. Just a little bit.
Not a little bit.
Oh, no, I'm beyond copium. I'm just pissed.
No one's coping. No. This sucks.
There's no coping.
I'm not coping.
I just felt like using copium today.
I know.
I just felt like throwing that word.
So you long talked. Am I responsible for the sweep?
Yes.
Oh, stop.
Yes.
I didn't do anything.
Everybody yesterday,
y'all
tried to use sage to dispel all the evil spirits.
Actually,
Kyle wanted to attack everybody, talking about you guys need to grow up because curses aren't real.
Are they real?
I ain't say that.
But you think curses are real? Jinxes are not real.
But
you're in your mid-50s believing this crap.
The oldest one here, and you're talking about curses. I do believe in
speaking stuff into existence.
Okay.
I do believe in that.
Okay.
That's nonsense, too.
I mean, I do believe in it, in manifesting certain things.
No.
And I think that, you know, by you saying what you said, you know, not really looking at it. No, you know what it was? You were hoping for the best, knowing that this team is not built for that. This team is not built.
Well, I still think they're built to win the National League East. Like, okay, I didn't say they're going to win
not
out.
That's not the prize, though.
But that's
are they built,
but that
are
is
they
what
built
I said.
To win the World Series? That's the question we're having now.
Are they going
to
be okay?
As long as the Mets aren't in the playoffs.
Well, the Mets are going to be in the playoffs. We just let them back in.
Houston, we have a problem.
Well, we do. All
don't,
right.
Don't you know what on my head and tell me it's rain, buddy.
No, I'm just saying. For whatever reason, I don't know what it is, the Mets have their number. I don't know whether it's the scouting department or the way that they play from station to station, but they have the Phillies number.
Yeah, they do. All right, so we can put a poll up. More responsible for this week, the Phillies or me, and we'll see where people come down on that. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
So, I'm kind of like Kyle, man. I really don't want to talk, but it was embarrassing. And you remember the stats you brought up the other day, Joe, about the Mets record against the Phillies, but against other common opponents?
Yes, yes.
The Mets are 7 games left. It could be that as bad as the Phillies have that thing against, you know, not being able to get up for the Mets could be so pumped up just for the Phillies and still screw up against everybody else.
They absolutely could, yeah.
That's what I'm going to hang my hat on that. But I disagree with Chris from Middletown. I don't see the issue with Rob Thompson. He's been probably the most even-keel person all season long. It's up to guys like Turner and Schwarber. They just stunk so bad in this series. You know, what's Thompson going to do? Flip tables? Like, that's not the way things work anymore. So I'm not going to really put any blame on him. He's kind of been pulling the right strings here most of the season. So I don't want to go after him on that. But these other guys got to step up.
Yeah, and I mean, a game like last night, like you could make the case on the middle game, right? The second game of the series, maybe gets Luzardo out there a minute early or, you know, one batter. Like that game was in the balance, right? The first two.
Yeah.
Last night specifically, the Phillies were not even in the game. Like it wasn't a topper issue last night. Yeah.
And also, the other thing I disagree with, I don't know if we, meaning the people at the stadium, should boo. I would rather just stand up and be silent. Just nothing. No cheering, no booing, no nothing. That'll send a message, too.
Not strong enough.
You know, no, I know, but if they're going to be ambivalent about playing the series, we can be, too, as fans for a game. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't. It didn't seem like they gave a crap, so why should we? If I'm giving a crap if I'm booing or cheering. If I'm not giving a crap, I'm just going to stand there and do nothing.
Yeah, I mean that might be the way it goes. Look, I don't expect a full-throated boo tonight, and Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. But if Kyle does go to the game, he's definitely going to lead the charge for one. And I don't think it's out of bounds to boo them the way they played. I mean, they're lucky this series was there. Unlucky because they stink there, but lucky in terms of performance. Hugh, if they played like that here in Philadelphia, they would have heard boos.
Oh, no doubt about that. But I also don't think that if that was the case that the Mets fans would have as much bravado. But then again, who knows? The way that they've been playing, they probably would have.
But they aren't good on the road, the Mets. The Mets are a different team in Citi Field. But they are, and the Phillies are. It's like the Mets are the best version of themselves in their building, and the Phillies are the worst version of themselves in that building. It's the worst possible combination. Updated numbers on the Phillies record and the Mets record when they're not playing each other. So we know now the Phillies are 2-7 against the Mets this season, including 0-6 up at Citi Field. When they're not facing each other, the Phillies are 74-50. The Mets are 65-59. The Phillies are 9 games better. The Phillies are 24 games over 500 against everyone not named the Mets. The Mets are 6 games over 500 against everyone not named the Phillies. It's just totally different when they play each other. Are they going to be okay? I still believe they are, though I feel like crap today.
No, stop.
I know. Is it over? It's not over.
No, they're still alive. I mean, technically,
they
still have a
chance. They better be alive. They woke up on Monday 7 games up.
As long as they don't see the Mets in the playoffs. That's kind of where I'm at with it. If they have to see the Mets, then all bets are off.
Oh, no, all bets are on the Mets. That's probably where it's going to go. Aaron in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
There's the voice to make Kyle feel better. What do you got, Aaron?
There's the Philadelphia treasure. And he said that it's not how hard you hit, it's how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
You know what? Shut up.
So what you can take and keep moving forward. Okay, yesterday I took a lot of blows, okay? And then the Phillies took a lot of blows the last 3 games. The difference is you can keep knocking me down. I'm going to get up. I'm going to be there on September 3rd. I'm going to drink beers. I'm going to break bread. We are going to have a huge party. The Phillies, I got to say, are the opposite. You know, the Mets are the Phillies' Achilles heel. So the time for this team to come together, to rise up, to face the ultimate challenge,
not working.
They just floundered and bent the knee to the Mets, and it's not something that you want to see from a World Series contender. They've got, I don't know what it is, and the guy in Wilmington,
Jeff.
You know, it is about Topper. It is about these players. It is about Dombrowski. You know, it is a synergy. It is a bunch of pieces to a puzzle that got to come together and create something extraordinary. And I don't see it. It's not there. There's something missing. So if it takes Topper to get out of his monotone, even keel, you know, stance each and every time that where he's got to show some fire, then maybe that's the catalyst. You know, I really thought the Zach Wheeler issue would be the thing to kind of spur them to have them look in the mirror and say, you know what, I'm the one that's got to make it happen today. And, you know, I didn't see anything the last three games.
No, I saw a team that rolled over. And Aaron, man, we appreciate the phone call. I saw a team that rolled over. I mean, last night was a rollover. They had zero walks. Zero.
Yeah.
You're not working the strike zone. I mean, like, there's no way that kid, I know he's good. I think he's going to be a good pitcher for them. But there's no way they should have had zero walks and five hits in the game. I mean, you're basically not showing up. You're rolling over and saying, let's get the hell out of here and play the Braves tomorrow night. 215-592-9494. Radiothon, EaglesRadiothon.com to bid on tons of great experiences, including having the Midday Show come out to your business or home. All right, Hugh, before we go any further, we do have a prize to give away today. A pair of tickets to see the Delaware State Hornets host the Norfolk State University Spartans at Lincoln Financial Field. I believe Delaware State opens tonight against the University of Delaware. But we got a game on October 30th at the Link. DeSean Jackson, Mike Vick, their game against each other. Ticketmaster.com for tickets. We got a pair to give away today. We're going to play a little game called Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Come on in, come on in. Hugh's Clues. It's Hugh's Clues and you.
All right, let's get this party started. As a matter of fact, I am going to the game tonight, the Delaware State, University of Delaware game. It's at the Hens, Blue Hens Stadium.
Okay.
Yeah, so it'll
7
be
o'clock.
7 o'clock game, so I'll be in attendance and bring my son with me. But here's the first clue. It's a good one, people. This individual was popular in the 90s.
You dogs?
That's a good one.
Defensive rookie of the year, traded to the Eagles. Is that it?
Nah, that's not it.
That'd be funny if you had yourself as the clue. It's not Hugh Douglas. All right, your guess is coming up. 215-592-9494. Your emotion on the Phillies this morning, anger, frustration, annoyance. Do you flat out hate him? Should they be booed tonight? Kyles might go to the game just to boo him. And are they going to be okay? I still think they're going to be okay, but I feel like crap today. 215-592-9494. Next segment is for you.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All your phone calls coming up. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hey!
not a laughing matter.
Kyle going through it today. Dog, I'm not laughing at you.
Yeah,
I'm
you just are. You might as well be.
I tried to help you. Your heart will go on, Kyle. You will love again. What was the dude's name that the lady put in the water and didn't let him go on a piece of wood?
What?
What's his name?
Jack?
Jack and Rose, yeah.
Jack and Rose?
Yeah, Rose was terrible.
Rose was a bad person.
Bad person. It's the worst. All right, welcome back. Midday Show. As Huey laughs at all of us.
I'm not laughing at y'all, man.
You're not laughing with me. You're not laughing with me.
Well,
I'm not laughing.
I'm not.
Blame me for the three losses.
No, I'm not blaming
you. Said
anybody,
you peacocked in here and said it was. You told us it was going to happen.
No, I just believe in. You know how you ever heard the saying, when people tell you who they are, you got to believe them. When they show you who they are.
Yes.
I saw that Monday, and I know we were looking to salvage something with this last game. Nah, that won't go happen.
All right, so here I'm glad you brought that up, and then we'll go right to your phone calls. I think that's a fair representation of the Phillies, except they show us different things.
No, yeah.
The Mets, they are horrendous, especially at City Field. But they have gotten up for series against the Dodgers a few years in a row. They did beat the Cubs in a big series earlier this year. Toronto, who's been a good team, they beat them. Like, the Phillies have had plenty of moments where they say, oh, look what they are. They're good. And then they have plenty that say, oh, my God.
You know what the problem I have with it is this. Everything that Kyle Schwarber said is true. 162 games, a lot of baseball to be played, and it's only one series. But it's a series against a team that clearly has no respect for you.
I agree with you.
Like, the way that they played was disrespectful. You came in here to hot hand. They had been reeling. They don't respect you. That's the problem that I have with it, Joe, is because it almost feels like, and I get it. I get it. It's baseball. Don't get me wrong. I ain't never played. I always say that. But it's a different feeling for me when it feels like you're okay being disrespected.
There's a cockiness, especially Lindor and Soto.
Yes.
I feel like Lindor and Soto laugh when the Phillies walk in like, we got them.
No, like I told you, they were clapping when the buses pulled up. Like, it's a different feeling when somebody disrespects you. It's another thing to be, you know, say, hey, it's a 162 game. We got a lot of baseball to be played. But they don't respect you as a unit. They don't respect you as a club.
Yeah, I'm tired.
You were the hottest team coming in. They beat that. They wouldn't say belt to ass. That's what the kids say.
Yeah.
They put belt to ass and sent you home. And you're going and saying, hey, well, still got a lot of baseball left to be played.
Well, that's why I just want some emotion out of the Phillies. Like, I'm tired of this comatose, we'll get them next time, long season. Like, someone in that clubhouse needs to have an emotion.
That's the problem I have. And again, I must stress, I know it's baseball. So a lot more games, and you can't let the last game that you played be fresh in your mind. But it's something to be said about somebody not having respect for you at all.
Yeah, it's a joke. Joel's in South Carolina. What's up, Joel?
Hey, how y'all today? Well,
hello.
Sorry, lousy.
Yeah, hey, I'm lousy. Yeah, we got you, Joel. I'm lousy too.
But no, what really bothered me yesterday about the Phillies is I think it was the top of the eighth when Alec Bohm was on third and nobody out, and there were two fouls, and he couldn't even. He ran halfway down the base, like you're down 6-0. Just go.
Yeah, so I thought the first one he would have definitely been out. The second one, it was not a great throw. It was kind of up the line. He probably would have scored. But, Joel, the fact that we had two fly balls to the outfield with less than two outs and the runner on third, and we didn't attempt to score on either of them, was kind of like a microcosm of, like, nothing can go right up there. Everything's wrong.
Yeah, and the other thing is I would have felt better about facing the Mets in the playoffs if we would have got one in City Field. Because then it's like, okay, we have somewhat confidence going into the playoffs against them because we won one in City Field. But we didn't. So I'd rather face the Dodgers. And then the other thing is
I'd rather face anyone in the National League playoffs than the Mets. Anyone. I mean, give me the Padres, give me the Dodgers, give me the Brewers, give me them all. I mean, the Mets thing is it's bad.
Yes. And then the last thing is I did not agree with CJ Buck, whatever his name is, Buckner.
CB Buckner, the umpire?
Calling that strike on JT yesterday. Like, that was clearly a ball and would have been first and second.
Yeah, when it was a 3-0 or 3-1 count. Yeah, and then he got him after. I'm with you. It was outside. You could tell JT was ready to walk down to first. And Joel, we appreciate the phone call. Look, two nights ago, we blasted the umpire. He was bad, the whole Lizardo thing and Soto. Look, that was a missed call last night, but I can't waste my energy on the umpire after last night. The Phillies got rocked 6-0. That the Phillies are the issue more than the umpire last night. Let's go to Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Terrence.
Yo, Joe, Kyle, what's up, man?
Terrence, what's up, buddy?
I'm embarrassed. Embarrassed. That's the word. When I was telling Kyle, I could tell Kyle wasn't in a good mood, man, because usually when I call Kyle, we talk for a little bit. I'm sick of this team. Kyle said, okay, sick of this team, dude. And Kyle just kept going.
Well, because I think we're all feeling it. I mean, the team is very frustrating, Terrence, very frustrating.
Yeah, when the pressure gets the highest for this team, the Phillies always fizzle out. I'm not expecting these guys to win the World Series. The Mets put a beat down on the Phillies of epic proportions. And our pandering chief, a.k.a. Bryce James Harper, sort of was swaggy to come in with Mets colors to a team that owned you. And you know what, guys? Analogy time, Joe, Kyle. You know, the Mets is like, you know, that one family that when they got that one big cousin, whenever you go over to their house for the holidays or for any kind of event, they got their cousin that always over there waiting to whoop your ass. That's what the Mets are to the Phillies. And they expected us to come in there, and they knew right away that it was ass-whooping time. The Phillies could have put a mental edge of toughness going into the regulars down the stretch of this regular season. They could have won one of these games. They could have won two of these games. But guess what? They won none of these games. And I didn't like how Topper was this series. I feel he could have did better to motivate this team. But the stars are the ones that they have to shine bright in these series. And I feel like they fizzled out like a steak that's about to get demolished. I feel like the Mets, how are you supposed to be confident in the Mets not making the playoffs? That's only going to make us tighter going down the stretch. The Phillies have to get back in attack mode. They have to get back re-galvanized because the Mets, I feel like they kind of exposes. They sent a rookie young gun up on their mound. And he was mowing us down. He dominated us, man.
He made it look easy. And you know what really stuck out in Terrence, man? Good phone call. It stuck out that they're calling up McLean, who pitched well last night. They got another kid coming up to pitch tomorrow night. Meanwhile, our young pitcher that was supposed to come and help during this season, Andrew Painter, is hanging out at AAA with a 5-year A. I mean, it really is a microcosm of the two teams right now. They look like they're about to go because they got some young kids coming to help. And we don't have the help. I mean, at the time we need it because Wheeler's down. Painter's nowhere to be found. 215-592-9494. All your phone calls coming up. Your guess is for Hughes Clues, pair of tickets to Dell State and Norfolk State coming up October 30th at the Link. All right, we got a lot to discuss in the 11 o'clock hour. Your calls in the Phils, are they going to be okay? And what should that reaction be tonight back at Citizens Bank Park, and we'll tell you all about the great experiences you could bid on for the Eagles Radiothon. Ryan Hammond will tell us all about it next on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.